The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And a guy who was with us in studio just 1 week ago, well, he is back, our chief economist of the stars. Our buddy Stephen Moore is here. You can give him a follow at Stephen Moore on social media and sign up for his newsletter at committeetounleashprosperity.com. Stephen Moore, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. I have to tell you that I am in Dallas today with a group of about 100 of, Trump people are helping Trump on this, important, pivotal presidential campaign. And it looks like, President Trump will not be able to make it here.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Huh.
Oh, yeah, because they've got him locked up in New York City for a bogus trial. And, folks, this is all about basically impeding Trump's ability to run a presidential campaign. I've never seen anything like this before against ridiculous charges that every – fair-minded person would say is probably one of the most outrageous. This hush money trial is ridiculous. So I'm a little angry, actually. I just think, and they keep saying we're the danger to democracy, and they won't even let the major presidential candidate campaign for office.
I know you know this, but I'm gonna let you just rest just a tad easier. As witch hunty as this is in New York, President Trump made the point the other day, and he's so right about this. There are more cameras outside of that courthouse in New York. There were more cameras outside of the bodega up in Harlem that he so brilliantly visited than there were if he would go to Georgia or Nevada or Michigan, any of these swing states. And he's in front of those cameras every day,
That's true. They're
playing his sound bites. And I think this is going to backfire on them like everything does.
I think you're right. Grant, it's a great point. And the more they try to muzzle him and treat him unfairly, and eventually they want to put him behind bars for 500 years, the more people see that this is just a political witch hunt, and it's backfired. And, guys, by the way, if I'm huffing and puffing a little bit, it's because I just got off of the Stairmaster. But anyway,
multitasking.
there you go. So the other point about this, though, is I thought that little impromptu press conference he had in New York City was a virtuoso performance.
Yeah.
And you saw how the love that people have for
the
him.
Little kids who were shouting, four more years, we love Trump.
Four more years.
So
and
cute.
And contrast that with Biden, who goes to his hometown. Apparently, he says it's his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. They can't even fit 100 people. They can't even get 100 people to show up.
I know. It really is. The other piece of this, Stephen, is that Alvin Bragg has 10 or 12 DAs with him in that courtroom every single day. And that means that there are 10 or
12. How much does that cost
right.
the taxpayer?
So how much does that cost? Also, I'm sure Manhattan would love those DAs actually working on their real crime
stopping
problems.
Stopping crime,
right.
Stopping the rapes and the murders and the thievery of the stores. That's a great point.
And I mean, you've got all these people tied up and they're not able to do their job because they're worried about getting Trump. But meanwhile, you've got Trump who's putting the spotlight on the failures of Alvin Bragg by going to the bodega.
Yes.
He can go to a million different spots in New York without even having to leave and make a point about what an idiot this guy is. And he's not working in the interest of the people.
You're a great point. You guys are on hot fire today. You're exactly both of you are exactly right about this. I mean, they're playing. These guys are so. It's a derangement syndrome, right? And when you have a derangement syndrome, as they do against Trump, you lose your sense of judgment. So they're doing crazy, lunatic things. They're playing right into Trump's. As Trump says in every speech, please indict me again, because every time you idiots indict me, my opinion polls go up by another 3 percentage points. Because Americans look. Most Americans are just fair-minded people, right? Most people, don't live and breathe politics like I do every day. And they see what's happening, and they say, this is outrageous. And you know what Trump is so good at, by the way? And he did this again, Tuesday. He said, look, this isn't just about me. It's about the American people. If they can do this to me, they can do it to anyone. And he's right. You know, I have to say that I am despondent about what has happened to our justice system in America. It is a two-tier justice system. It's all political. And I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, what are they going to do? The next thing, they're going to arrest the three of us. You know, they're coming after us.
Well, the shame of it is you may be right, and that's a sad reality. Though, as I look at, you know, I peruse
Twitter. You know
Twitter.
What? It's like a Soviet purge.
It really is.
But, really, I'm serious. And by the way, I'm not being histrionic here. That's the way these people are. They think that we are the enemy of their, you know, glorious revolution, and so we have to be taken out. And maybe what are they going to do? Start establishing re-education camps?
Maybe. Yeah. The problem for them is we're way too strong, way too passionate, and they're not gonna beat us. So.
And there are more of us than there are of them.
That's true.
It's just that they hold power now. And that's, you know, I was just listening to that little ad you guys ran for the Mark Levin show. And Mark Levin is 100% correct. What is this all about? That five-letter word, P-O-W-E-R, power. That's all they care about. They don't care about middle-class people. They don't care about the economy. They're not pro-America. They're about making money and holding power for the sake of ruling over us because they are the ruling class.
Yep, expanding their power.
I sound a little angry today, I am, because it's just it's one day after another. It's just one outrage after another.
Well, I don't blame
you.
Oh, go ahead, Jen.
No, I was just going to say, especially when people are really suffering. You know, we just had a story today, Stephen, that L.A. County residents are not happy because of cost of living, because of the homelessness, all these failures of government.
Right.
And then you have the
right.
story about Joe Biden as well that's come out today, that even as gas prices are skyrocketing, he's still ramping up his war against big oil because they're the evil ones.
Yeah.
So now gas, you can expect. I mean, you said it a few months ago that we're going to be at $6 a gallon in California. And we're on the way.
Yeah, that's why I come on your show, because I predict these things. And, you know, you're so right. My column this week, I write a weekly column. And, you know, I start out the column by saying, you know, Bill Clinton, who was one of the great politicians of our time, and you know, actually, I thought he was a pretty good president, too. We had a lot of prosperity under Clinton. You know, remember, do you guys remember his famous thing? He said, I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
And you believed
him. That was a good line.
Yeah.
It was a very good. I don't know if he was sincere or not, but he was a good line. Well, what I said in my column is, here's Biden. It's not, I feel your pain. It's like, shut up, you people. Why aren't you, you know, why don't you understand all the wonderful things I've done for you? It's like, I don't feel your pain. And, you know, he's almost indignant that people don't feel the love for an economy where prices have risen by 23%. Where we got an out-of-control border, where we got $5 a gallon gasoline. I mean, I could go on and on. But
yeah.
They are so delusioned in Washington. People in Washington really actually believe this is a good economy.
I know. Well, they're gaslighting everybody. Stephen Moore, happy, big congratulations to you. I just saw the 1,000th edition of your newsletter. So congratulations.
1,000.
Yeah.
Will
that's...
you be with me for the next 1,000?
I'm with you for the next 10,000. How about that?
I know. I'm getting pretty old. Anyway, great to be with you guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks so much. Stephen Moore, at Stephen Moore on social media. And you can get that newsletter, committeetounleashprosperity.com. So you can see episode 1000 or edition 1001. How about that?
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.